Welcome to Only We Matter podcast.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Brandon. And
Only We Matter. So grab your Java juice and let's dig in.
The odd thing about it, though, in the end, is for my generation being less anchored, they crave community. They crave getting together. They crave that, like we've talked about previously, that authentic community. So I find that kind of polarizing in the end of it's a less anchored generation, but yet craving that deep rooted community that's not really there.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, because we crave authenticity. Like like you mentioned from a previous podcast, everybody wants authenticity. They want everybody to be real. But then when somebody's real, they don't know what to do with it. And community takes time, and it's work, and it's initiating, and it's investing, and it's, you know, I don't know, does your generation, like you said, like they don't have that community. I mean, I'm cautious when I say that, because I think they do have community, but I think it just looks so different.
Yeah, it's so segregated.
It really is, right? And our community was, we sat down at the dinner table or Sunday dinner, and we had friends, my parents' friends came in, and their kids came, or grandparents came in. So we were visiting with all generations, and the kids were included. So sometimes if there were too many adults, then the kids had their own table, but we all visited. And it wasn't just by age, it was like all the kids, 12 and under, we all sat at one table and we all visited together and laughed and made jokes and took care of each other. We took care of each other.
Mm-hmm. That intergenerational community. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true. And I just don't know if we have somehow not passed that on well.
Well, you said something really interesting before as you were describing community, how you said it's actually hard. You said something about being hard work and investing, and
It takes time.
And you hear, listening to that, it's like, oh, that, I think that's the side, because my generation has a better chance of being outside of that community. That's the message that's heard, rather than the other side of it being the value that comes out of this type of community. How being anchored actually makes you feel. Being anchored and connected in community benefits when you do need someone to call upon, like you told your kids, you can call these friends. That benefit, that security that comes with that type of community is profound. And I think when my generation gets a taste of that, they crave it. But they don't always get a good taste of it either.
Wow. So maybe we need to explore how we do that. So we're talking about it. So let's be practical. How do you do that?
Yeah. I think it has to be an invitation. I think it has to be an invitation from those who know and are in that intergenerational community now. I think it has to be that personal invitation is probably one of the first things.
And so something practical. So like, here's a concept. Let's have grandparents, let's have peer friends, and let's have somebody from the younger generation come, and let's all have dinner together.
Absolutely. Something as simple as dinner is so perfect, right? There's usually conversation that just sparks up. Well, they say they don't. Busyness is a lie. That's my philosophy.
Wow. So there's like a great segue to something else.
Don't get me started. Yeah, I know.
Well, we should talk about busyness. And we should talk about, is it a lie? And are
we too
busy?
The busyness lie, I think, robs us from that community. I think it's a lie because it's an excuse to get away from whatever the responsibility is, whatever, and in this case, community and the true benefit. Community, I think, is always developed especially under stress or under times of need. That's when community is built. I think we're just yeah, I don't know. We're just too busy that we don't even invest. And then those needs come up and we have nowhere to turn. So that's part of why I was like, busyness is a lie. It's a, you make time for what is, what you believe in and what you have worth of in as well. And if you have worth in that community, when you're in that community, you'll find worth and you'll make time for it.
I agree. You always have priority. You always have time for the things that are a priority to you, the things that only matter to you.
We still find time to watch, 6 hours of Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't have time to go for supper in that intergenerational community.
And, you know, I think that it's such a lost art to have people over to your home for a meal because, it is time consuming. It is work because you have to put a meal together. There's the cleanup. There's the visitation in there. If you have small kids, I mean, I could just like give you every reason why not to. But I'll tell you what I have found and what I believe is if you have people over to your home and you sit around the table, not on TV trays and watch a movie. Although there are times where there's that's not all bad. You can have pizza or whatever. But sitting around the table, people automatically drop their guard.
Oh, yeah.
Unknowingly. Mm-hmm. And I think that is intergenerational. That's not my generation. It's not the one from the future. It's not the one from the past. I think that is just a human nature.
It's in
because
us, yeah.
It is because we are made for relationships and for community, which are, I mean, you know, I haven't looked them up to see how they mesh, but in my world, they mesh. Relationship and community, kind of the same thing. You can build relationships, and through building relationships, you get community out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I preaching to the choir?
You are preaching to the choir. I'm all about community.
La, 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 la.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
You've been with Brandon and Jack on Only We Matter. Your Java juice has got to be close to being done, and so are we.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. And on that note, we're out of here. You can find us at Instagram, Only We Matter, and on Facebook, Only We Matter Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us here on iTunes.
So go out and make a great day and strengthen your crack.
See you later.